research is done, one girl dives in to inform you of everything neuroscience.
If you had the ability to recognize future danger, would you take the precautionary steps to avoid it? What if there's a way to detect this? Since the 1960s, various psychologists have been researching crime prediction and have made it a big way since. They have found a way that can possibly detect whether or not a person might commit any crimes in the future. The ability to predict someone's actions beforehand has been widely discussed all around the world. Neuroscience has taken a step forward in making this true. Many psychologists have studied children and prisoners for years to see changes in patterns in their brain that could be linked to their behavior. They would focus on the skin reactions and heart rates while also looking at the activity in the brain. After learning about the possibilities of criminal predictions, this is what a couple people had to say.
Honestly, I do feel it's a good thing that people can detect whether somebody's going to be a criminal ahead of time before they actually make the act or commit the crime, because it'll be easier for somebody to distinguish where you belong and how you should be treated. But it's not good because you're already putting a label on somebody not even knowing how they're going to grow up.
That could be a way to find out who's a criminal, but they can't, like, rely on that 100% and be like, oh, you got that one part of your brain that's small. You're going to jail. It's not credible at all. I don't think so.
Along with these points made, many others spoke about the skin reactions and heart rates to not be credible. During the study, the psychologist would play loud noises, ask challenging questions, or do anything to bother the subject. In a position where a person is being examined and asks a difficult question, one with good knowledge can respond and not have a fast heart rate and also not be a criminal. There are many flaws within the criminal predictions based on reactions. A person who is simply not frightened will not have those physical effects during the study if they were to play loud noises. Throughout these studies, they have found out that the same patterns in children that were found in prisoners ended up committing a crime by the age of 29. These studies have concluded that there are brain features that reduce fear, impair decision-making, and blunt emotional reactions to others' distress. This caused by the amygdala, a small portion of the brain that processes emotions and was found to be fairly small in the brains of prisoners and those who were predicted to commit a crime. Now there's technology that can predict crimes and allow police to enhance security in areas of predicted. The LAPD has a program that can do the predictions by similar calculations used to determine earthquakes. After using the program, burglaries went down by 33% and violent crimes went down by 21%. The idea of predicting crime has branched out and allowed people to find as many ways possible to predict the crimes. From our brain activity to today's technology, neuroscience has helped us move forward in understanding the world better. I'm Diving Out. See you next time.